A little earlier, we looked at how useful that little word en is. Let's look at its friend y, spelt with a y. Its first meaning is to replace details of a place introduced by à. Je vais à Paris. I'm going to Paris. Drop à Paris and replace it by y. And then we have j'y vais. I'm going there. I'm going to Paris. So, let's try. We intend to go to the festival and we will be there next week. To intend to is to have the intention to. We will be is nous serons. And next week is la semaine prochaine. So let's try. We intend to go to the festival, and we will be there next week.
Nous avons l'intention d'aller au festival, et nous y serons la semaine prochaine.
Nous avons l'intention d'aller au festival, et nous y serons la semaine prochaine. Good. What about he had decided to go to the reception, but he arrived there too early? You can do this by yourself. He had decided to go to the reception.
Il avait décidé d'aller à la réception.
Il avait décidé d'aller à la réception, but he arrived there too early.
Mais il y est arrivé trop tôt.
Mais il y est arrivé trop tôt. Magnifique. So, all in one sentence now. He had decided to go to the reception, but he arrived there too early.
Il avait décidé d'aller à la réception, mais il y est arrivé trop tôt.
Très bien. Il avait décidé d'aller à la réception, mais il y est arrivé trop tôt. Notice how this applies to most structures involving à. To think about something is penser à quelque chose. So how would you say you must think about it? Be careful, y will go before penser. So, you must think about it.
Vous devez y penser.
Nice. Vous devez y penser. Vous devez y penser. And using il faut, it is necessary that I think about it.
Il faut que j'y pense.
Good. Il faut que j'y pense. And to a friend, it is necessary that you should attend the meeting. You absolutely must attend it.
Il faut que tu assistes à la réunion. Tu dois absolument y assister.
Well done. Il faut que tu assistes à la réunion. Tu dois absolument y assister. This little i is used in many ways, but one very common one is in the phrase j'y arrive, which means I'm managing it. So, to encourage a friend, how would you say you're going to manage it?
Tu vas y arriver.
Good. Tu vas y arriver. Y comprendre is to get it. Je n'y comprends rien is I do not get it at all. So try something really ambitious and go for I don't get it at all, but I'm sure I'm going to get there.
Je n'y comprends rien, mais je suis sûr que je vais y arriver.
Félicitations. Je n'y comprends rien, mais je suis sûr que je vais y arriver. Et avec vous, il n'y a pas de problème. Vous y arrivez très bien.